Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I intend to discuss today relates to a notion which is found generally among many Muslims, and that is that the Almighty has blessed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with ilmul ghaib, or the knowledge of the unseen, or knowledge of the unknown, and he has been given the ilm of ghaib. Now, this is primarily a very false notion. It's a very false notion. It does not at all, it's not at all in conformity with the teaching of the Quran. And generally, it is derived from a particular verse of the Quran. I'll read out that verse to you and also analyze the contents of that verse, and it will show, the analysis will show that it has nothing to do with the knowledge of the ghaib or knowledge of the unseen, and the verse has an entirely different meaning. Now, in Surah Nisa, the Almighty says in the Quran, the Quran states that Anzalallahu alaykal kitaba wal hikma wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, which means that God has revealed to you the law and the wisdom and taught what you knew not. Now from these words, 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, which mean and taught what you knew not, it is construed that whatever the Prophet did not know, he was taught. In other words, all sorts of knowledge which was given to the Prophet, and this knowledge, of course, related to the past, the future, and since this is the case, so therefore he is a person who knows what is going to happen in the future, and he is blessed with the knowledge of ghaib. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this is a wrong interpretation of the verse, and if it is interpreted correctly, especially in the light of some parallel verses, it will mean it will connote an entirely different meaning. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the words which this verse mentions are wa anzalallahu alaykal kitaba wal hikma. And now, if we analyze these words in the light of parallel verses, we'll find out that the word kitab here means the sharia or the law, and al hikma means the philosophical foundations of religion, of course, which relate to one's faith and morality. Now, the subsequent words are وَأَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ, and from these words it is construed that God gave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-kitab, which is the law. He gave him hikmah, which is of course the wisdom, and he also taught him what he knew not. So they would be three things separately categorized. Now, on the other hand, if we study this verse in the light of some other parallel verses, we'll find out that the thing mentioned last, وَأَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ, is not an independent category. It is merely an explanation of the first two things. In other words, the correct translation would be that God revealed a sharia to the Prophet Muhammad and al-hikmah, and in this manner, he taught what he knew not. This, of course, is an understanding which is clearly evident from other places of the Quran, especially in Surah Shura, where the words are ma kunta tadri mal kitab wal iman. In other words, here this verse clearly spells out that what the Prophet did not know was actually the sharia, of course, and the details of faith. So this is what the Prophet was taught. So conversely, if we understand this verse in the light of these words, we'll make out this verse to mean that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with sharia. He was given the sharia and he was given the hikmah. Since these are the two things which have been mentioned in the other verse, the only thing is that the word iman is replaced by the word hikmah, which of course is just a detail. It only signifies the fact that that belief or iman is something which is to be categorized under hikmah. So what the other verse has said is only stressed that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know what the sharia is and what faith is, what the details of faith are. So if these are the two things that he did not know, then we can easily understand that the first verse is only saying that these are the two things which were actually taught by the Prophet to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Almighty, and in this manner he was taught what he knew not. So in other words, if we look at the first verse, the third thing mentioned is not an independent category. It's just an explanation of the first two, what is mentioned earlier on, because we know that these were the two things, iman and al-hikmah were the two, al-kitab and al-hikmah were the two things which he did not know, which is, as I said, derived from another verse which says ma kunta tadri mal kitab wal iman. So what he did not know was what the sharia is and what the details of iman are. So these are the two things which he did not know, and this verse is only spelling out the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taught by the Almighty the sharia and al-hikmah, and in this manner he was taught what he did not know. So if we translate this verse in the light of this parallel verse, the correct translation, let me read out what the incorrect translation. The incorrect translation would be that the anzalallahu alayka kitaba wal hikmata wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, God has revealed to you the sharia, the hikmah, and what you did not know. So these would be three separate things. On the other hand, if this verse is interpreted in the light of the Surah Shura verse, which I just referred, it would mean that the God has revealed to you the Sharia, the Hikmah. And in this manner, He has taught you or revealed to you what you did not know. So the third thing is actually just an explanation of what is mentioned earlier. And so in the light of this analysis, we can clearly understand that this verse is not at all referring to the fact that the Prophet Muhammad was given the ilmul ghaib, or the knowledge of the unknown or the unseen. This verse has an entirely different meaning, which I have just explained. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ